Today we return to Resurrection Sunday, this time to the office of Lauds. To laud is to praise, as we say in the hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, on Palm Sunday. I've always been impressed by how diligently cloistered monks work. Their primary work is to worship God on behalf of their community, the community at large, their nation, the world, and the church at large. To do this Opus Dei, as they called it, this work of God, the Cistercian and Benedictine monks, whether in a monastery for women or men, return to chapel or church for daily Mass and for the 8 daily offices. In bygone years, one of those offices was divided into 3 separate times of meeting, which meant the monks gathered to worship 11 times every 24 hours. But for now, all we need to remember is that this is the first time they gather in their sanctuary as the sky displays the initial rays of morning light, and that service is called Lauds. This is a time for giving praise, for thanking God for the gift of another safe night and a new day. On a less lofty level, I liked Lauds because it meant we would soon get breakfast. The first hymn sung on Resurrection Sunday at the early morning hour of Lauds is the hymn Aurora Lucis Rutilat, translated sometimes, Light's glittering morn bedecks the sky. This morning's email includes this text in its paraphrased translation. Some people have speculated that this poem might possibly be from the 4th century, but such things are difficult to prove. Although this is certainly a time-honored hymn, I admit I did not know about it until reading Easter Lauds this week. I rather like the Eastertide hymn, and I hope you will too. We will be following the somewhat liberally paraphrased metrical version by that indefatigable translator, John Mason Neal, who gave us so many useful translations of Latin hymns. Now, as if translating isn't hard enough, he also gave his English words the same number of syllables as are in the Latin. Look at the first line and count with your fingers as I read. Aurora lucis rutilat. 8. Light's glittering morn bedecks the sky. Also 8. He was good. I've recorded this from YouTube. Sometimes I'm amazed by how little information YouTube can provide. All I know is that this group is called Capella Gregoriano EASO, E-A-S-O, and I know nothing else. The men chant in unison, using the solemn method, with an organ most subtly sustaining chords in the background, keeping things on pitch, as they now do at solemn. You will find that Latin hymns like this one go by quickly, far more quickly than any hymns we sing in four-part harmony. They are syllabic, meaning one note per syllable, and can be sung almost at the speed of reciting poetry in a meaningful manner. However, my favorite part of the melody is that very brief melodic flourish at the end of line 2 in each verse. This simple gesture gives my mind time to catch up, and it is so peaceful. Aurora lucis rutilat, the hymn heard on Easter Sunday at Lauds as the first rays of light begin to appear on the chapel's cold stone walls.
Aurora lucis rutilat, cielo resurgat. Padre, dal nostro spirito, in sempiterna sera.